morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. We are glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community on this beautiful summer Sunday morning. In your bulletin, there are plenty of announcements and calendars, worship and mission opportunities for you to learn about. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask someone around you, or there will be an elder standing at the communion table following worship. This is going to be a very exciting and great worship opportunity. We have a little different theme going on this morning, and you'll hear more about that in the sermon. Also, please note that we are celebrating communion. Look over the liturgy. It's a bit different this Sunday. We will be doing some sung liturgy. So don't freak out. It's all right. We're going to sing together. You can take a look at that before we celebrate. And we do here at GPC welcome everyone to the table. So we will be passing the plates this Sunday, hold the elements until all have been served. And please mark your calendars. Next Sunday following worship, we will be celebrating and dedicating the Memorial Garden following worship. So please join us. A few other announcements.
Good morning. I'm happy to announce that tickets go on sale today for our next journey. This one will be on healing. The journey will start September 8th, and we will have Lollipop Farm here with their pet therapy animals. So we'll have a program on pet therapy. Other programs include shamanism, music therapy. We have an afternoon planned at the YMCA to do yoga and Tai Chi. This is a journey that will go from September to November, so this is a fairly long one. Again, tickets are $5 per person or $10 per family, and that covers all of the legs of the journey. So we'll be selling tickets during August and into September because we know it's summertime. So I will be outside at the table. If you want to get more information about it, just see me there. Thank you.
And Bill Becerro is somewhere. There he is. You are sneaky.
Good morning. I'd like to draw your attention very briefly to the little announcement that's in the bulletin today. In about a couple weeks, 2 weeks from yesterday, we're going to be painting this entire wing down in here. That means all the classrooms, the hallways, and the adult lounge. And we really could use some help. The trustees are going to be... It's going to happen, but more hands makes it either go very quickly in one day or it's going to get stretched out to two. So any help you can, or if you have any questions, please contact me. Thank you.
Carolyn?
Jamaica Work Project participants, today is the day. I will be leaving this afternoon, but meeting at 1 o'clock. That means meeting, not leaving. I can't guarantee you that anybody will be here before 1 o'clock. We've got lots of times to pack, so you don't need to be here before 1 o'clock. I also want to remind you that you look for Vicki and give her your free day money and your release form that I sent you in the mail, and she will give you your T-shirt. Thanks.
And we are taking a break from the organ this Sunday, and we welcome Rick Howe and Christine Cook to lead us in a lot of music, and Nathan from the piano. Let us now prepare our hearts to worship God.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Let in Jesus is my peace. Daily walking close to thee, let me walk. long as I walk close to thee. Through this world of soil and snare, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Oh, with me my burden share, none but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is o'er, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently to that shore, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus, is my plea. Gently walking close to thee. Dear Lord, let it be.
Let us read responsibly the call to worship. Come, let's praise God together.
For God is great and worthy of our praise.
Let's tell stories of God's power and majesty.
For God is great and worthy of our praise.
We remember the compassion God has shown toward us.
For God is great and worthy of our praise.
Mercy and unfailing love, generation after generation.
Thank you.
Sanctify me, Lord. What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you've shown? Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Try me, Lord, if you think there's a way I could try to repay all I've taken from you. Maybe, Lord, show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back to you. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it. So help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. Lord, help me, Jesus, I've wasted it, so help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Now that I know that I've needed you, so help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand.
Let us pray together the prayer of confession. We confess that we haven't always done what's right, that some of our attitudes and actions have hurt others and ourselves and have grieved you. Forgive us. Hold our feet to the steps of your path so that we may walk in ways that follow you. A moment of silent prayers of confession. Brothers and sisters, our God never fails to hear us when we call. Trust in the forgiveness and the unfailing love of Christ our Lord, and be at peace.
At this time, the young children are invited to come forward. A guy after my heart. I was looking for a pencil. Carson, can I borrow yours? Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Come on up. It's all right. You can come sit with us. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. So this morning, we have a very special kind of music that is being played pretty much all throughout the service. Has anyone ever heard of country music before? Anyone? Yes? Maybe? Maybe not in some of your households? That's okay. A lot of times, country music plays the songs of our heart,
sometimes, a lot of times, praise the songs of sadness. And did you know that one of my favorite books of the Bible has a lot of different songs in it? Have you ever heard of the book of Psalms? Have you? It's almost right there in the middle. It's a great book to sit and read together as a family. But you know what else is really great about it? It can help us to write our own songs, our own psalms. There are two different kinds of psalms, some that are really happy and praise God, and others that are kind of sad and bring our worries and our concerns to God. I was wondering if you might help me write our own psalm this morning. Do you think you could help me do that? Yeah. No? Some of you know? Wait, let's see what happens, okay? So when you pray to God, what do you call God? What do you call God? All-powerful. Perfect. You only need one. All-powerful. And now, tell me one thing that makes you feel sad. Something that makes you feel? Someone hits you? Yeah, that makes me feel sad, too. Okay. And how do you feel when you hurt a friend? How does that make you feel? Sad. Yeah, see, there's lots of sadness in the Psalms. And what about when you get frustrated? Do you ever get frustrated? This is the tone of voice I use when I get frustrated. Ask the girls. What makes you frustrated? What makes you frustrated? Oh, you can't get too... Oh, when toys don't work. When toys don't work. That makes me frustrated, too. Makes me frustrated when I step on Lego pieces. And our last one. God, I feel, tell me, when you feel like God's helping you, how does that make you feel when God's helping you?
Happy.
Good and happy. All right. This is perfect. You guys are so good at writing your own psalms. Can we say it together? Will you pray with me and we can pray this psalm that we wrote to God? All right. Let's pray together. Dear God, you are powerful. We feel sad when someone hits us. We feel sad when we hurt friends. We get frustrated when toys don't work. But God, when you help, we feel good and happy. Amen. You guys are such great psalm writers. Thank you for your help this morning. I hope you enjoy all the psalms and songs. You are welcome to go back and sit with your family this morning, or if, you know, your parents get a little wiggly, you are welcome to walk down to the nursery too. You can have your pencil back. Thank you for loaning it to me.
The scripture, the first scripture lesson today is from Daniel 6, verses 10 through 18. Although Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he continued to go to his house, which had windows in its upper room open toward Jerusalem, and to get down on his knees three times a day to pray to his God and praise him, just as he had done previously. The conspirators came and found Daniel praying and seeking mercy before his God. Then they approached the king and said concerning the interdict, "O king, did you not sign an interdict that anyone who prays to anyone divine or human within 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be thrown into the den of lions?" The king answered, The things steadfast according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked. Then they responded to the king, "Daniel, one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king. or to the interdict you have signed, but he is saying his prayers three times a day. When the king heard the charge, he was very much distressed. He was determined to save Daniel, and until the sun went down, he made every effort to rescue him. Then the conspirators came to the king and said to him, "Know, O king, that it is a law of the Medes and the Persians that no interdict or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king gave the command, and Daniel was brought and thrown into the den of lions. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you faithfully serve, deliver you." A stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, so that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and spent the night fasting. No food was brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Here ends the reading.
I read about a man one day. He wasted not his time away. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the kings of Baal, but in trust it never fails. Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Well, Daniel served the living God while upon the earth he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, trusted God to set him free. Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. They locked him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. But Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. The jaws were locked and made him shout. God soon brought him safely out. Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. But Daniel served the living God while upon the earth he trod. He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God to set him free. Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Now, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel did from day to day. Prayed to God every morning, noon and night. We too can badly do. Pray to God to see us through. Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Oh, Daniel served the living God while upon the earth he trod. Prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, trusted God to set him free. Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night. Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
Amen. Our second scripture reading this morning comes from selected verses in Psalm 7. And the translation that I am using this morning is called The Message. O eternal my God, in you I seek refuge. Save me from those who are chasing me. Rescue me, or else they will tear me to pieces as a lion devours his prey. They will carry me off with no one to snatch me from their jaws. O eternal my God, if I've done anything wrong to deserve this, if there is blood on my hands, if I have mistreated a friend, or if I have stolen from an adversary without just cause, then let my enemy come after me and catch me, stomping me into the ground, ending my life, and grinding my honor into the dirt. Arise, O Eternal One. Inflamed by your anger, come and counter the rage of my adversaries. Open your eyes, my God. Hear my plea for justice once and for all. Let the people gather around you. Return to your rightful place above them in the high court. The Eternal will judge the nations. Judge me now, Eternal One, according to my virtue and integrity. Please bring the evil actions of these wicked, wicked people to an end, but secure the righteous for you. Righteous God, examine our hearts and our minds. God is my defender. God rescues those who have a pure heart. God is a just, powerful judge and passes judgment daily against the person who does evil. If the wicked do not turn from their evil deeds, God will sharpen a sword, will bend God's bow, stringing it in readiness. Yes, God has prepared deadly weapons with arrows flaming hot. See, my enemies are fertile with evil. They conceive trouble and give birth to deception. They prepare a trap, digging a deep pit, and fall into the snare they have made. They, the trouble they plan, will return to punish them, and their violent acts will come back to haunt them. As a result, I will thank the Eternal for justice and sing praises in honor of the Eternal, Most High. Psalm 7. From 2011, a headline read in the USA Today: Church Music Wars Battle for Souls with Song. Concluding that in many U.S. churches today, worship musicians bang the drums for God and singers croon as if Christ were their boyfriend. Most of these conversations debate the merits of whether or not to hang on to such classics as Be Thou My Vision and Amazing Grace, or trade them in for tunes that can be cranked on an electric guitar and drums. Arguments the mainstream media display about music in the life of the church aren't pretty, and sometimes get downright nasty. In my opinion, all this attention misses out on the passionate and diverse ways those of us who gather in communities of faith sing praises in honor of the Eternal God, as the psalmist proclaims this morning. And our worship here this morning, for example, focuses on a music style that doesn't often show up in the church music wars, or, to be honest, doesn't show up very often in churches on this side of the Mason-Dixon line. Country music came about in the late 1920s from a folk music tradition in the Tennessee foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. And I'll be honest with you, here's my confession. Because of the more recent commercialization and mainstreaming of the genre that lends itself more to pop music, I haven't always been the biggest fan of country. Yet when I hear an artist or a song that draws from the roots of country music, my ears perk up. My heart stirs. Because like most terms that paint a broad stroke, country's music roots are heterogeneous. They draw from that folk tradition in the Appalachian Mountains, but they also draw from the blues. And a lot of country music is sacred music, music played on a Sunday morning. And one of the common themes that I talked about with the children this morning that is intertwined in the lyrics of most country music is expressed in the stereotype, keep in mind it's a stereotype, that if you play country music backwards, you get your mom, your wife, your truck, and your dog back. I would add God to that list. Because if we can just get past what is played on the radio station 92.5 here in Rochester, we would hear that a significant amount of country music is all about what it means to serve Jesus while also struggling to make a living in this world and deal with the grief and loss life inevitably brings. And the book of the Bible that draws the most on setting lyrics to song, these basic human experiences of life with God, is in the book of Psalms. Country music and the Psalms reveal the unpretentious expose of the soul of a singer. And depending on the person, that is what repels or attracts another to this kind of music and this kind of biblical writing. The heartache of the musician transcends our own, and Psalm 7 is a song of prayer, a lament, that some identify as David. And this isn't just any song. This psalm, at the very beginning, is specifically identified with a Hebrew word called ashigayon. There's a Hebrew word for you. Shigayon. The Hebrew term means, if you can't say it, frenzied or wild, passionate song. I know that makes Presbyterians a little uncomfortable. But David's mood-filled psalm sets a mournful backdrop. His visual lyrics tell of bad times and bad people with bad motives. And his heart is hurting in the midst of this. But even though the psalm begins on a sad note, David's confidence in God refuses to fold. Like a strong musical beat, his faith won't die. Things will get better. True love for the true God will be rewarded in the end. And the music of the Psalms, as with country music, was inescapably locked with life and with God. Music in Israel was more than a tune to whistle while watching the flock. It was so much more. It was a weapon in war, a protocol at coronations, an entree at feast. It was a sedative to calm the nerves of overworked people. And as with the psalmist, it was a heavenly frequency that tuned out the world and focused on God. Music eased David's pain and soothed his soul. And as in Psalm 7, it represented a plea for help. David sings, "Save me, rescue me, let my enemy come after me." Despite its realism, its fatalism, and frequent pessimism, the songs of the psalmist and much of country music are also an expression of hope. "I will give thanks to the Lord and will sing praise to the name of the Most High." Churches don't need to battle in wars over the type of music played in worship. The songs of the Bible, especially in the Psalms, continue in a rhythm of telling life like it is and hanging on to the hope that even if tomorrow isn't any better, we'll still sing about God's goodness anyway. Amen.
Bear with me. It's a long song.
can spend your whole life building something from nothing. One storm can come and blow it all away. Build it anyway. You can dream a dream that seems so out of reach, that you know that it might never come your way. Dream it anyway. Oh, God is great, but sometimes life ain't good. And when I pray, doesn't always turn out like I think it should. But I do it anyway. Do it anyway. This world's gone crazy, and it's hard to believe that tomorrow could be better than today. Believe it anyway. You can love someone with all your heart for all the right reasons, and in a moment they can choose to walk away. Love them anyway. Oh, God is great, but sometimes life ain't good. And when I pray, does it always turn out like I think it should? But I do it anyway. Song you believe in, tomorrow they'll forget you ever sang. Sing it anyway. Yeah, sing it anyway.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. With thanksgiving, let us offer God our grateful praise. May God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift hearts and voices gladly to God.
Everywhere, always, this is the right thing, praising our Maker, holy and good.
The beauty of the earth, for the glory of the skies, from the love which times and seasons flowing by. Love's desire and mind's delight. Joy of human love, brother, sister, parent, child, friends on earth and friends above, foes forgiven, reconciled.
Holy is our God, and grateful are we for these gifts of bread and wine, that in them the Spirit unites us with the living Christ and with all those who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry and mission in every place and in every time. As this is Christ's body for us, may we be sent out to be the body of Christ in the world. And we give thanks that the Lord Jesus, on the night before he died, he took bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
And in the same way, Jesus took his cup and he poured the wine in it. And he said, "This is a sign of the new covenant. Drink, remembering me."
The bread that we break, is it not a sharing in the body of Christ?
And the cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a sharing in the new covenant of Christ?
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
This is the body of Christ. May we taste the goodness and grace of God.
And Jesus said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. Drink, remembering me.
Join me in prayer. O God, you have so greatly loved us, long sought us, and mercifully redeemed us. Give us grace that in everything we may yield ourselves, our wills, our works, as a continual thank offering to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
Irene Warden, I would just like to start out this by just having a prayer of confession that I almost didn't come to church today. And boy, the music was just wonderful. It gets me all clapped. I can't even talk, but thank you, Rick. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Christine. And I'm so glad I came anyway.
Peter Derry, and prayers for three people today. Got emails from Jack and Mariana Steer. They used to be members here. Mariana goes for some surgery related to her cancer on Monday or Tuesday next week. And then our former friends and next-door neighbors are having a terrible health time. The husband, Ed, has been in the hospital several times and went in yet again last week. And his wife has some serious surgery coming up in the next week or so. So let's put this powerful work of prayer together for them. Thanks.
Prayers for my aunt and cousins and their friend for a safe drive home to Tennessee.
I'd like prayers for my daughter-in-law, Eileen. Last 2 weeks ago, she split one side of her foot and lost part of her toe, and yesterday the other toe split. So she's going to be needing a lot of prayers.
Let us pray. God of all people, we come to you this morning indeed yearning for a closer walk with you. For we know that it is with you that we can find true peace. And we know that it is through you that we can find deep meaning. Walk with us, O God. Walk with us in the places in our world where people are crying for justice. Walk with us, O God, in the places of our own lives where we need your transforming power. This morning, we pray for those who are leaving on the Senior High Mission Work Project. Fill their days with sacred experiences. Grant them safe travels, rewarding work, and personal renewal. And we give you thanks for the hospitality of the Presbyterian Church of Johnson City. And we lift to you this morning the families of Everett Hadley and Russell Eddy. Be with them in their grief. We thank you for the long lives of Everett and Russell and for the many years of commitment to this congregation. Oh God, and we ask you to hear our prayer together as we pray the prayer the Lord taught his disciples.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Amen.
Let us bring our gifts forward.
With grateful hearts, O God, for you have been with us through all of life's circumstances. Your strength and comfort have guided and sustained us. Now may our gifts of thanksgiving be used in the service of your ministry. Amen.
I invite Keith Hadley forward to commission the Senior High Mission Work Team. I also invite members of that team, Joshua Binko, Alyssa Birkbeck, Jessica Berkovich, Sam Dykes, Nadia Andaluski, Brandon Faulkner, Sean Frisch, James Hart, Andy Hasenlop, Jessica Hasenlop, Jennifer Hasenlop, David Keeling, Laura Keeling, Scott Lewis, Rachel Molina, Chris McEntee, Katie Oman, Jimmy Filippa, Jossie Pym, Alex Thornton, Matt Thornton, Whit Beckett, Keisha Binko, Tracy Berkovich, Bill DeCero, Dave Fesch, Vicky Gutel, Mary Hadley, Kay Harder, Nancy Hasenlop, Carol, oh me, Brenda Thornton.
I hope it's a big church.
In volunteering to be part of this Senior High Mission Work Project, you have responded to God's call to be God's servants, working together to do God's work. You will be working with Faith Partners in Johnson City, New York. Faith Partners is an organization committing to helping those who have been devastated by hurricane damage. Will you pledge your faithfulness in service, your desire to learn from those you serve, and your openness to God's Spirit blowing through your experiences? If so, please say, I will. Advisors, will you commit yourself as a partner in mission with these young people? Will you seek to serve with patience, 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 humor, faithfulness, and understanding? If so, please say, I will. Youth, will you promise to commit yourself as a partner in mission with these adults? Will you seek to serve with enthusiasm, faithfulness, humor, and a cooperative spirit? If so, please say, I will. Will you, youth and adults, promise to work together in a way that celebrates your oneness in God and affirms each other as children of God? If so, please say, I will. Will you, the people of Gates Presbyterian Church, promise to support these mission workers through prayer while they are gone? If so, please indicate by saying, I will.
I will.
Let us pray. O God, we pray for these mission workers. Be with them in their travels. Empower them in their work. Encourage them in their faith. And build their relationships with each other and with you. Amen.
Thank you.
God is calling. God is leading each and every one of us out into this world to serve God, to be good neighbors, to bring the grace and the peace and the love of Jesus Christ to all we meet. So go. Go and do that. In the name of God, our Creator, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who goes with us now and always, to sing the songs of our hearts. Amen.